ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
No, should I change my name?
No, just say.
My name is Mike Nelson. I'm an engineer for Lowell Teason's project, but I'm using my wife's computer, so I show up as Holly Nelson.
Okay.
Hi, Mike.
Okay. Yeah, I just let 13 people into the meeting. So I guess I'm going to start off by going through the list of what I can see. And if people, when I either call your screen name or your telephone number, would please identify yourself. So thank you, Mike. Mike Nelson is showing up as Holly Nelson. There is a Cappy.
That's Greg Christensen.
Okay, thank you, Greg. I have a 235-8777.
That's Chase's.
Okay. Okay, I have Marjorie Bloom. I have an iPhone. I have a couple that are showing up as iPhones. Jim Brown, Annette, Ron, Cletus Frank, Dan, 235-3901.
Yes, Brunner.
Ron Noyer here, yep.
Okay.
It's Chuck and Annette Darwin.
Okay, Chuck and Annette, what are you logged in under?
Under Annette.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So I have a couple more. If I haven't identified you, could you please tell me you're on? I have a 339-0690.
That was me when I was trying to get in. This is Mike under screen name Holly Nelson, but I disconnected that one as soon as my computer came up.
Perfect. Not a problem. Okay.
Sherry, Dan Pomeranke is on also, Dan and Marla.
Okay. Greg Christensen, Dan Pomeranke, Cletus Frank, Ron, what was your last name, please?
Ron Noyer.
Okay. Marjorie Bloom, Jim Brown, and again, there's two unidentified iPhones. Is there anybody that shows up as logging in as an iPhone?
Roger Mulder, the iPhone at 220-1426.
Okay.
Is Lowell on?
I'm with Cletus Frank.
Okay.
Perfect. All right.
Rich and Mary Jo Brunner, 235-3901.
Okay. All right, Pat, have you gotten all that?
I think so.
Perfect. Okay, I think that we can call this meeting to order. The Glen Rose Meadow View Home Second Edition Subdivision Hearing Notice. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information for the Planning and Zoning Committee to make a recommendation to the Dover Township Board. We will start this evening by having Lowell present his project, which will be followed up by Cindy and her responses. And then the residents will each have a few minutes to voice their concerns. We will be compiling the concerns, and we will also be taking any further comments from people who weren't able to be here or other things that are thought of up until August 4th at noon. And after we've given everyone their opportunity to take their comments, we're going to be gathering the info and putting the pending pieces together to make our decision. With that, I can start off by letting Lowell introduce himself and begin his presentation.
Thank you very much. I'm here representing myself and my wife, Nita. She would be here, but she had a book club meeting that was a very high priority, apparently. She was facilitating, and there was about 12 other people, so she couldn't get out of it. But anyway, a year and a half ago, we bought 18 acres in Dovre Township from Daryl Nielsen. While on a midwinter jog around Eagle Lake in January of 2019, we were impressed by the way a somewhat inconspicuous turn onto 47th Avenue takes one past and around Daryl's big barn and down a quiet dead-end street. It kind of has a country estate feel to it, a perfect place to live. So close to Eagle Lake, very close to Wilmer, yet peacefully tucked away in a place many people don't even know exists. We saw the for sale sign on the open field and quickly came to the conclusion that this place could be messed up in a hurry if not developed properly. So we inquired about it and ended up purchasing it as an investment, certainly, but also so we could have a hand in what would happen to it. We set about sketching plans and talking to the people who live on 47th. It was obvious that the rural feel and lack of city traffic is what the present residents value most about their neighborhood. Can I take this off? I can't breathe. We showed them how we felt we could develop the property with a very minimum impact on their highest priorities. With surveyor Ben O'Malley, we developed a proposed plat with only 8 large lots. Others told us we could squeeze up to 24 lots into that area, but we had no interest in going that direction. The 8 lots on our plat range from just under 2 acres to just under 3, which will leave much area open to grassy meadows, gardens, and play areas. These lots will be bound by a set of covenant restrictions, which will not allow commercial businesses or multifamily units to be built, only single-family homes. Any non-residential building, such as a storage shed or garage, will have to be located well to the south of 47th Avenue, which will preserve the wide open field to the residents and visitors alike. As I've mentioned in our previous presentations, the 8 new lots will not necessitate any more bus, garbage truck, or snowplow traffic. As it is now, so it will remain. Another concern and high priority was the impact the development would have on Eagle Lake itself. In that regard, the entire Eagle Lake community has an interest in how the property is developed. We hired an engineering firm to evaluate the runoff and sediment impact to our plan. The engineers concluded that by taking the land out of agricultural production and planting the vast majority of its area to grass, the sediment runoff will be significantly reduced, another plus to this plan. I'm sure we all regret the circumstances which ruled out the option of having a normal public hearing on this issue. We are nevertheless grateful that your township officials have arranged this Zoom meeting. To help answer any questions that might come up, I've asked Attorney Cletus Frank and engineer Mike Nelson to join us. Surveyor Ben O'Malley will join us later in the meeting, if possible, as soon as his son's last baseball game of the year is over. We look forward to your questions and comments. Thank you very much.
See, these people are on their laptops. I mean, their camera. They don't get it. Cameras are kidding them.
You would think you'd want your back of your house to look out over the lake. Yeah. hour into it.
Thank you, Lowell. And with that, I will turn it over to our next section. Cindy, do you want to just do an introduction on yourself and proceed with your presentation?
Sure. My name is Cindy Nash. I'm with Collaborative Planning, and I'm the planner for Dovey Township. First, for the benefit of everybody, I'm getting a lot of feedback. If anyone who's not speaking can potentially mute their microphone, it might help a little bit with the feedback that I'm hearing, at least on my end. Thanks, everybody. So for the benefit of everybody listening, I just want to explain what the process is that we're reviewing right now, as I'm sure many in the audience have probably not been through this before. So this is a preliminary plat. What that means is it's the first step in a subdivision plat. There's also a final plat. However, the preliminary plat, despite the name preliminary, it does give the developer, once it's approved, it does give the developer rights under certain conditions to then file a final plat that meets the conditions of the preliminary plat and have that recorded. So this does require a public hearing. The final plat itself would not require a public hearing later on. I'm just going to walk you through. I hope everybody can see on their screen a copy of the subdivision. So here we have 40. I'm going to try to point to everything as I'm talking here. 47th Street is located right here. The existing lots are to the north, of course, and Eagle Lake to the north of that. And Mr. Thiessen has shown 8 lots on the south side of 47th Avenue that he's hoping to plat and receive approval for. They are not proposing to construct any new roads as part of their application. The center line of the pavement is nearly on the 47th Street right away. There is a little bit in this location where it's not quite completely on the center line of the right away. It dips a little bit to the south in this location on the east side of the plat. Regarding roads as well, I'm hoping everybody can see this map that I have on the screen that I've switched to. That's from it's got some color on it instead of the black and white plat map. Maria, I can see your face. If you can nod your head and just let me know that it's showing the right screen. Thank you. As part of an environmental impact statement that was completed in 2010, the city and MnDOT and the township had all worked together to develop potential plans for improvements related to Highway 71 and County Road 90 and other various roads in this area. And their final preferred alignment and alternative that was determined in that environmental impact statement process is shown on the screen as it relates to this area. Just for orientation's sake, north is to the right on this map. 47th is right here. The property that we're talking about is located right here. And you can see as part of that, there's some proposed interchange in this location. There's some frontage roads in various locations shown. And since 2010, when this EIS was completed, the township has been coordinating with the county and the state and various other entities and have incorporated some portions of some of this frontage road system. On the east side of 71, it does provide some opportunities for some different access through the 47th Avenue Northeast area. You can see about a quarter mile or so to the east of the proposed interchange. They're showing a frontage road connection that would come up to the north and then tie in with the existing frontage roads that are already in existence on the east side of 71. This actually cuts, you can see the property lines here, their proposed alignment cuts through what would be lot one on Mr. Thiessen's plat. Now this, to our understanding, this alignment has not been officially mapped. That's a technical term that's in state statutes that has some ramifications if it was. But despite that it's not officially mapped, it does inform us and give some ideas on how transportation in this area can be developed in the future. You can see that there's the possibility that once this whole road system's completed in this area, if you lived in this area and wanted to get to this interchange, under the current road configuration, you would head east on 47th Street, south on County Road 9, west again on a realigned and new County Road 90, and then get to that interchange. There could be the possibility of having a road sub to the south that would provide more through connectivity for this area. Because of the various turns you would have to make, it would not increase traffic on this road, in our opinion, because if somebody's trying to get through the area, they would stay straight on County Road 90 and then take a left on County Road 9. But I just want to bring up that there could be some good interconnection made in this area for a road to be connected from the existing cul-de-sac to the south, or at least for right-of-way to be preserved so that that could happen in the future. And then that could also provide some access when the system is all in, could provide some access to the property that's here just to the south of Mr. Thiessen's property as well. Moving back to the plan, the utilities on site, even though there is municipal sanitary sewer that's serving the lot on the north side of 47th Avenue, on the south side it's proposed that they would be on septic systems. There is currently some location within the trunk line serving this whole area that has sort of a bottleneck in it that the city of Willmar is proposing to upgrade in the future, but hasn't yet. My suggestion would be that it could be desirable, if not all of these lots are constructed immediately, to provide the potential purchasers of the lot with the ability to connect either to that system if the roadblocks are improved before homes are built there, or to do a septic system that's on site. The project does require an NPDES stormwater permit. As part of that, the developer has submitted a stormwater report that's being reviewed by the township engineer, and I hope to have more information at the meeting next week on his review of the stormwater report that they provided. And with that, I don't have any other comments at this point in time. I'm happy to answer any questions that anybody has about the plans, and we can I think otherwise we can move on to accepting comments from the public if the board doesn't have any questions.
Marie, Kim, Keith, Glenn, does anyone have any questions for Cindy immediately?
Nothing by me.
Cindy, this is Kim. That NPDES, that's National Pollution Discharge, that doesn't that require it controls all the runoff of the water, then is that just water permits only?
Cindy, you're muted. Also, quick before you start, Cindy, Greg and Marjorie Bloom, are you called in as well as on the computer? Does anyone know what if their number is the 503 or excuse me 0385? Okay, 2350385. I think that someone has called in on the phone and they're also on the computer, which is what's causing that background noise, and I'm trying to get rid of it, but I can't mute it. Does anyone know that number? Okay.
This is Dan Palmranke. What number are you saying that's on there?
There's a 235-0385 and there's a 612-849-4493. And I'm wondering if one of them isn't associated with that. 0385
is Glenn.
The which one?
0385.
Okay. All right, perfect. Then maybe it's not. And I don't have Jeff and Marjorie muted. It won't let me. So I think that's where sound is coming from. And I've sent them a chat and asked them to mute themselves, but they haven't. So I guess we will continue. Thank you. Sorry about that, Cindy.
That's okay. To answer your question about the stormwater permit, they did submit the stormwater report. The NPDES permit is related to stormwater. Generally, according to their stormwater report, and I might ask for their engineer to explain a little bit more if I stray too far out of my lane here in trying to explain this. But according to their stormwater report, they're anticipating that the ditches that are on the south side of 47 can accommodate the stormwater from this project that's generated. We are having the town engineer look at that, and I'm just not able to comment any more on that at this point. But we should have that for your meeting next week.
I don't know if you can hear me. This is Mike, the engineer. So the main question was in regards to that permit. That permit is a construction stormwater permit. It's just in place to confirm and verify that during any construction, the areas are protected so that runoff can't run into the adjacent wetlands or into the culvert that would go down to the lake. And that permit will stay in effect across all of those 8 lots until they're fully developed and vegetated with your normal lawn grass. And then I think the second item, Cindy, you were mentioning was, what we see this sometimes in a conversion of agricultural land to residential land. If you think about a cornfield, how it continues to stay, for the most part, is black dirt down the rows throughout the whole season. And then end of the season, beginning of the season, you have plowed ground, disc ground. If you get a large rainfall, you do get a lot of runoff, or if you have windy days, you can get a lot of blowing dirt. But now when you take that and permanently put it into residential grass, and as that grass even builds its underlying mat, I don't know, thatch I'll call it, it becomes sponge-like, and it really starts to hold a lot of water back. And so in this case, you know, we did see a significant reduction. Now, the ditches are there. Ditches are the primary water control structures that townships, the state of Minnesota, and counties use. I mean, that's our rural section everywhere. But the fact that we're now removing this from a agricultural state to a grass state, and there's just a significant reduction. And if anybody has questions about how much of a reduction, I can talk about the numbers, but I'll wait and see if that comes up. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the supervisors? Okay. With that, I'm going to open it up for public comment. I think each person should be allowed a few moments to talk and state your case and state the issues, at which point, you know, we're going to write down these issues and we will be getting back to you on each and every one of these. We're going to try to limit it to 3 or 4 minutes for your presentation. So please be respectful of everyone else's time. And with that, I think we can start. start down the list. So Chuck and Annette, I have you first on the Zoom listing here. I can ask you to unmute yourself and let me know if you have any comments at this time.
Cindy, we had a question for you. We went to a meeting that MnDOT had about the County Road 90 and its connection to 7123. And they were going to do a turnaround by the old Whitney Music Building. That cutoff that you showed on there was not in those plans. Has that changed in the last year or so? Or because that road that you're showing is very close to our property, and that's a little concerning. That's just a comment.
All right. Thank you, Annette. And next, if I could have Greg Christensen. Greg, did you have any comments or anything that you'd like to voice your concerns about?
Yes, I would. Appreciate that. Thank you for trying to make all this work for us tonight. Looks like a very interesting project, and it certainly looks like it's going to be a nice addition possibly to our community. So I just have a couple of concerns. One, maybe on the road, just to throw it out there. You know, we have a lot of people that like to walk and ride bike. Maybe somewhere, and maybe it'd have to be on Lowell's side if that's an option, but maybe to add a bike walking trail, adjacent to the road when it gets rebuilt. Might be something to consider. Kind of cool. I have a little concern about, you did talk about, as these lots are developed, not knowing what's going to happen with the sewer system with Wilmer. I feel very uncomfortable about a septic system, drain field, mound system, or something so close to our lake that's already struggling with water control. And as you look at history around Green Lake or Lake Florida, those lakes all had combination of mound, sewer, or septic, and drain fields, and have all been incorporated into a sewer system. So I'm really questioning how we could allow a development to come back to having septic and drain fields so close and at a level next to our lake. And I would encourage that they could only be hooked onto the city, or in the meantime, till that can happen, if they need to build, put in pumpable tanks. But I disagree allowing any kind of a septic or system other than a sewer system. And thirdly, which is my most important comment, is I'm actually have lot 18 and 19, and the storm sewer runoff issue is very, very important to me. And you've talked about the water collecting into the ditches, and I'm not certain if you realize, but all the water that goes into those ditches, starting at least at the highest point and going east, all ends up going through a culvert that discharges in the surface of my yard. And it passes between my shed and my home that I have a full basement in. And I'm just warning you and giving you a heads up. And I actually would invite you to come out to my home to stand and actually look at what this design is that's been done years ago. And I'm telling you that we are currently at the max, that anytime we have more than a 2 or 3 inch rain, that culvert runs full. And if it can't handle the ditch, then the water is able to come over the road, which will end up going down our driveways of at least 5 or 6 of our places and end up right into our basements. So we have a very big concern here with water runoff. So I really want to be involved in any kind of planning, project deals. I can show you pictures of how the water runs across the top of my yard, ends up having to get at the lake, and I can't take any more water. You flood my place. Secondly, I'm not certain if you know this, but there's actually an underground tile that's hooked up to the slough just south of 47th, actually on Daryl Nielsen's, and it's right next to the most east property line. And there's a tile with a standpipe in that slough that discharges again off the shore of my shore, discharges into the lake. And that slough cannot handle any more water, because what it's doing is the tile can't handle it. And so what happens, it begins to expand and leave the slough, and it comes across the farm field, and then it adds to the ditch water already. And so that compounds even more runoff than that's trying to get to the culvert and then over the top of my yard. So I have some very, very big concerns, not only for me, but for our whole entire neighborhood. So those are a very big concern, and I'm not comfortable with the study that I saw. You know, I saw some 2-inch rains over 24-hour periods and whatever, but as soon as you get these 3-4 anymore, we are in trouble. And I'm concerned about additional runoff abilities, yards, driveways, you know, and I feel like there needs to be other ponds or actually a new way to get water to the lake in a controllable way and not over the top of my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you, Greg. Thank you for that that background. Appreciate that. Okay. Next, if I could please have Ron Noyes. Do you have any comments, Ron?
Yeah, I guess I really had more questions and maybe confirmations based on what was said earlier. Okay. It was really the road itself, and based on the comments that were made, I mean, it sounds like we're saying that the 47th Avenue Northeast is not being changed or corrected or updated. I'm not sure if that's a question that gets answered on this call or just confirming if that's correct or how I find that out.
Okay, nope, we will take your question and we will.
Okay. Then the other question, I guess, is the connection that you was mentioned that would connect potentially at some point with the end of 47th Avenue Northeast. How will that ever get a decision made to connect that end to another road? I guess I'm not sure who would be able to answer that question either, but I'm just curious. Those are my questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Duly noted. Thank you. All right. Dan Pomeranke.
Can you hear me?
Can hear ya.
Oh, okay. Now it is. Couldn't get it off mute. Again, thanks for arranging this. Really appreciate it. I guess I'm on this for two reasons. One, as far as a resident here on 47th Avenue, and the second, I am on the board for the Lake Association. So what Greg has talked about is runoff and things like that is a very big concern. As far as any runoff into the lake, any sediment going into the lake would be a concern. The other thing is what Greg also said is the septic systems. And
Dan, we lost you.
It looks like he's muted.
Mute for some reason. Are you there?
We're here. We lost you. We heard you talking about the sediment, the runoff of sediment into the lake, and then you.
Okay. Well, that is a concern for the lake, all lake residents, and you know, that's one thing that I think we need to be have a study done to see what that would be. We have the study, but I don't understand it all. The other thing is the sewer system, to put a mountain system in and have that leaching going down to the lake would be a concern. It might be wise to just put holding tanks in until the sewer system can handle new housing. That's the other thing. The other probably last thing would be the road. As I've talked to a few of you on the road, it's your proposal now is to not do anything with the road until
Dan, we lost you again. And he doesn't appear to be muted.
Moving forward. And maybe as a kind of a short-term fix on that during construction, that there is a tonnage restriction on the road. You know, I don't know what the tonnage restriction is on 47th Avenue right now, if it's a 7-ton. Or whatever, but if it goes to a 5-ton, and that would probably mean smaller loads coming in on the road, but maybe that'll save the road, have a more useful life to it, a longer.
Okay. Dan, I apologize for interrupting you, but you cut out for a little bit. You started talking about the road, and then we came back on when you were talking about your tonnage restrictions. So if you could just repeat your point, please, that'd be appreciated.
Well, I guess I'm the road in the beginning of this project was talked about had to be brought up to a 10-ton road immediately. It's my understanding now that the road won't be redone until it is required as far as in need of repair. I do appreciate that part. As far as the usage of the road during construction, I don't know if there's a tonnage restriction on this road. If it's 7-ton axle weight, can we say to go to a 5-ton axle weight, or would that help us have a more useful life of the road?
Okay.
That's probably, you know, the only other thing is when the new road is it put in, how is it going to be divided up the cost? My understanding, it was the linear feet of each property owner. So if that's still the way it is, I would appreciate knowing that.
Okay, thank you for your questions.
Thank you.
All right. Next, Jim Brown, did you have any comments or questions? Jim, can you unmute yourself? Okay. We'll move on. Roger Mulder, did you have any? Oh, wait, Jim, are you trying to get on? Okay, Roger Mulder, if you have any comments or questions, now's your time. You need to unmute yourself.
The questions that I have are the same ones Dan just had about the road and how they're going to use the road if they do redo it, you know, the runoff and all that, all the same things about Dan had.
Okay. Appreciate that. Okay. Rich and Mary Brunner, did you have any comments, concerns, anything you want to add? And you need to unmute yourself. 3901. There. Rich, are you still on?
I am here. Yes, I'm on telephone.
Perfect. Did you have any comments or questions or anything that you wanted to say?
One thing about being at the end, everything has been already said, but I just want to, you know, I live close to Greg, and his comment about the flooding situation is definitely something that has to be looked at. Lots of water has run over his place that shouldn't be doing that. I have my concerns that obviously have to deal with the effect of the quality of the lake, the runoff from the sewer, a lot of the runoff from the land is under the construction. But those items should be definitely receive a lot of consideration. To talk about the road, maybe they can, as somebody has suggested, make lighter loads so that they don't wear and tear on the road is reduced as much as possible. That might be one possibility of taking care of some things. Other than that, it's pretty much the question about the runoff, the septic systems, all of that stuff has been said. So I just kind of reinforce those statements that were made earlier by a lot of good people. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Susan, did you have anything that you wanted to add, comments? Susan Chase? Yep, you're up.
Okay,
you're...
Now you can hear me. Okay.
Yep.
They told me I was muted, but I was not muted this whole time. Anyway, Rich said, basically everything that I had a question about has pretty much been asked and stuff. But my question now is, when and how will we find out the answers to these questions that have been posed tonight?
Okay. These questions that have been posed will, the answers will be compiled and we will be putting that on the website once we have a compilation of all of these answers.
Okay, will we have any idea when that might be?
I would expect it would happen before next Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Okay, great, fine. Thank you very much.
I mean, this is a very
helpful idea to let people be in on what's happening on the meeting. So thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Susan.
Hey, Sherry, this is Keith.
Yep.
Okay. Say, maybe we should have that Mike Nelson on again. He was going to talk about runoff. You know, now with it going to grass, there's going to be a lot less runoff than there was with a farm field. And maybe we should get some statistics from him before we go any further. Might help for questions.
We will definitely be consulting him when we compile our answers. But I think just for right now, I want to make sure that everyone that is on has a chance to voice their concerns.
Okay.
And I still have to identify. Yeah, Zoom is great because it shows you everybody that's on, but it moves around. okay, I'm going to try one more time because I see that Jim Brown is on. Or if there's anyone else that, I guess, Greg or Marjorie Bloom, are you on? If you have any comments at this time.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
This is Greg Bloom.
Hi, Greg. Okay.
I just wanted to thank you again for having this time. And I guess it would just be added to what's already been said. You know, what the decision will be on connecting down by the cul-de-sac on 47, the cost of that, and then, yeah, what's this with the lots, with the runoff. I know that is a concern for many people. So it's the same thing that's really been raised, and you're saying that by next Tuesday evening we should be able to have a follow-up?
Yes, yes. And just to let everybody know, as I stated in the beginning of this meeting, you know, the purpose of this meeting was to gather information for the Planning and Zoning Committee to make a recommendation to the board. You know, the board is planning on looking at this at the meeting, next Tuesday night. We're hoping to get everything all together. I guess first I want to ask if there's any other questions that anyone has, because I want to make sure that anyone has an opportunity to pose a question. And then also we will be accepting additional comments if someone wasn't able to make it tonight, or if someone is watching this later and they want to submit something. You know, we'll be taking any commentary up until noon of August 4th, which is next Tuesday. So that everybody knows that. And then, Lowell, do you have any immediate responses to any of the questions that have been raised tonight?
Yeah, I do have a couple. That map that Cindy showed in the very beginning, showing the proposed connections, I have confirmation from MnDOT, three different officials, who all told me that that is obsolete, that they have totally abandoned any of those roads. Sherry, can you hear me?
Yes, who's
is Cletus.
Yeah, this is Cleet Frank. I'm Lowell's attorney. And I would just like to take a few minutes to mention or respond to a couple of the other comments.
Certainly.
Lowell had inquired of the Eagle Lake Sanitary Sewer District access, and I believe I had covered that in my cover letter with comments when we submitted the application. The City of Wilmer informs that there's no plans for upgrade or expansion until 2021. And then that opportunity would be available. And Lowell can confirm this, but the people he talked to at this city were receptive to adding these parcels to that system. So it's not going to be too long of a period. One of the MnDOT officials that Lowell had discussed the highway plans with were Patrick Lederman, and he might be a source for the town board to contact to confirm the future plans for MnDOT's roads through the area. At present, Lowell was informed that there are no plans to connect to that cul-de-sac, so it wouldn't affect these properties.
And on the sewer hookups, I've not talked to them since the beginning of COVID. So, you know, at the time back last year, when I asked them, they said it was planned for 2021. But we all know that a lot of budgets are going to be messed up because of COVID. So who knows what their plan is now? But it's definitely in there on their map to do it. They're going to upgrade the relief pump by 71 to handle additional capacity.
In response to the comments that were made on the drainage issues causing runoff into the adjoining properties, the engineer indicated or concluded in his reports that the conversion from farm field to residential lots, permanent grass, would minimize that situation. Now, it appears that some of the comments that were made with respect to present concerns with runoff have to do with adjoining properties, other tiles, tile lines that were constructed for farm drainage purposes that are not going to be affected by this development, and there should be no additional burden placed upon those particular tile lines and culvert based upon this development. The engineer certainly should be able to confirm that for the board. The road tonnage restrictions, I would expect that the current roads were designed with whatever standards were in place at the time of construction. And since that date, it would appear that most all of the lots that are serviced by that road that are on the lakeside have been developed and built on without doing great damage to the road. I wouldn't expect that accommodating 8 more lots and the transportation weights that are going to supply those lots for the construction is going to do that great of a damage. I don't know whether this road is subject to the spring limitations, such as a lot of the county and township roads are, that are out in the country and have a gravel base, but it would appear to me that that would be less of a concern, and I expect that Cindy can follow up on that with answering the questions that were posed by public comment. And both Lowell and I will be available after and prior to the board's decision, and then even after the board's decision, if it's approved on the preliminary plat stage with respect to the review and approval of the final plat. So if you have any further questions, please forward them to either Lowell or myself. My contact information was included within the cover application letter that was submitted with the application. Thank you, board members and Cindy, for the work you've done on this project. And we trust that you'll make a good decision and approve a good project.
Okay, thank you, Cletus. Does anybody else have any further comments at this time, or I am tempted to say we can adjourn?
Sherry, this is Ron Nguyen. So on Tuesday, what will be the outcome of the Tuesday night meeting? Can I ask you that?
That I do not know, and I can't promise that it's going to get finalized at that meeting, but
Okay.
You know, I mean, obviously we're trying to gather facts and we're going to try and make a decision based on that, but I don't know if all the facts will be gathered by then. I'm hoping that they will. While I have, you know, several of the homeowners that are local there on the phone, does anyone know when the last home construction occurred on the existing development? Like how long it's been since there was a home added? What was that?
Terry, it was probably our home. This is Chuck and Annette Darwin. We built in 2016.
Okay, thank you.
Greg Christensen, am I able to make another comment or question?
Certainly.
Okay. One thing that wasn't discussed is the type of buildings that are going to be allowed to be built. Are they stick homes? Are they going to be modular homes that could be brought in? Are there minimums or maximum square footages? Any of the outbuildings that they're going to have, you know, will they be having to match the look of the home, or will they be pool building type? Just kind of more curious now on some of the style buildings or who's controlling that. And secondly, I really got to go back to the runoff thing, because it just scares me. And if any of you could just sit in my home and watch the water run during these storms and the spring runoff during the snow time, you're wondering why I'm even living here. And so maybe this development may slow it down. I question it because obviously the farmland is groomed, if you will, so that the water runs to different areas instead of right to the ditch. And that's been asked to do that to keep sediment coming to the ditch. Now with all grass, you won't have any control on how that might get to the ditch. Secondly, is maybe this is a time then, if it's not because of development, is asking the township to redo a complete study of this whole area back here, including the existing farmland and the slough and how the water is runoff, because it's very, very dangerous and it's not working very well. It's not good for the lake and it's not good for us property owners during some higher rainfalls, which to be honest with you is like 4 inch. It's not the 7 and 10 inch that gets us in trouble. It starts even at 4 inch one. So I'm just adding to the urgency of that and my concern. And I certainly want to meet with some people here. Thanks again for putting all this together and for listening, and please address the comments on some of the buildings.
Sherry? This is Lowell.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of the covenant restrictions that I included with the application?
I'm looking right now.
Just to answer the question about the types of buildings, in our covenant restrictions, we have that addressed very in detail.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Any other comments or anything from anyone?
But if you don't have it, I would like to email a copy to you and maybe get that out to all the neighbors.
And this is Cindy.
This is Cindy.
Lowell, I don't have a copy of those covenants, so if you could send those, that would be great. I don't know if we received those.
This is Cleet Frank again. A copy was included as part of the application, and we had sent that application to both Pat Jacobs, Sherry Larson, Marie Ospie, and Cindy Nash. And if you don't have them, we'll get them to you. We were pretty specific in what we put together when we sent it in, but I will refer to section 1A on page 1 for the answer to the public comment on what type of housing construction is going to be mandated. Single family dwellings of which the ground floor area exclusive of porches and garages shall be not less than 1500 square feet for a one story residence, and a minimum of 1100 square feet of a first floor living space and 800 square feet upstairs for a total of 1900 square feet for a two story residence. Residences may not be more than two stories above the ground. Basements are permitted but not required. Now, there's additional covenants and restrictions related to the improvements to be made on these properties that will be recorded as part of this plat if it's approved and will be a public record.
Cletus, this is Marie. How are those enforced? The covenants, are they need to be enforced by the people that are part of that development, or will that's my understanding of covenants, is that they don't have any legal binding.
The covenants do have legal binding. They're enforceable by the owner developer, and then upon completion they're enforceable by each one of the lot owners within the plat. The purpose being for the protection of the property values, health and safety of the public, affecting all of the lots in the development.
And would it be the neighborhood that then would have to take the offending person to court at their expense, or how does that work?
Well, typically if there's a violation of a private covenant, any one of the affected or harmed lot owners that have a right to enforce the covenants have a right to bring an action to enjoin any activity that is not in compliance, or to force by way of order compliance with non-compliant conditions.
And so those covenants would be the people that could do the enforcing are the people that are part of the new yes. addition, not the original people that are there.
Yeah, and just to answer, that's correct. And just to answer your question generally, some of these new developments may have associations, entities that do enforce and control certain aspects of it, such as common interest communities, condominiums. The associations in the drafting of these type of covenants also have authority to enforce in addition to the affected lot owners. This development, though, because that's general comment, this development will not have any type of a homeowners association associated with it. These would be private lots sold to private people for construction of single-family residential housing, similar to all of the lots along the north of 47th Avenue Northeast.
Okay, thank you. If you would send a copy of the covenants, I didn't have that as an attachment on what you sent. I'd be happy to post those on the Dover Township website so that everyone can just go there and look at them as a PDF.
I'm not at my computer, but I'm quite sure they're there already. I think I saw them.
The covenants?
Right. Restrictive covenants. But we'll get them to you.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Cindy, did you have any other questions?
I do not have any other questions. I may be sending an email to Lowell and Cletus and Mike asking for some assistance in gathering some answers to some of the questions that we received tonight, though. So look for that email tomorrow morning.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I want to thank everyone for your patience and the fact that we got through this Zoom meeting via hearing. It is not ideal. It is not the way that I'd like us to meet, but it's the way that I can keep everyone safe and comply with the regulations that are in force right now. So I'm glad everyone was able to get on and we didn't have too much background noise. And with that, I will say good night and wish everyone a great evening, and we'll try to get the answers as soon as possible. Also, with technology, if I did this correctly, I will be able to post this recording on the website. No guarantees, never done it before, but I'm trying. And with that, I will suspend our meeting until we reconvene to make a final decision and continue to gather facts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairman.